This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Incumbent Florida Senator Marco Rubio may come out well ahead of his critics after declaring he would not support abortion for babies predicted to be disabled by the Zika virus. The link between Zika and a brain disorder has never had a studied verification, and only the inappropriate use of a mosquito pesticide in one country, awash in microcephaly cases, can account for none of the brain disorder among thousands of Zika-infected babies elsewhere. Rubio's comments are being targeted in big ad campaigns paid for by abortion advocates. Bioethics watchdog Wesley Smith says two European countries are harvesting organs from mentally ill patients after they are eugenically killed. Smith warns that such practices could show up anywhere assistance in suicide is allowed. He notes that a eugenic proposition in the Journal of Medical Ethics essentially says that if people are going to die anyway, utilitarian harvesting is alleged to be in everyone's best interest. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps you have figured out that it is time to pray for our culture. Three very simple steps. Act like a Bible character and, perhaps like Hannah, lay your complaint out to the Lord. Then ask God what he thinks. Ask him to respond. Lastly, offer your heart and ask God to make you willing to do your part to make a culture of life. Other headlines show the Obama White House writing bureaucratic rules to bar states from cutting funds to Planned Parenthood. And pro-life advocates in Ireland are touting that 100,000 people are alive today there because of Ireland's pro-life standards. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.